Shape 3. Facing the entrance to room 2, along the diagonal line of the trapezoidal gallery, from its longest wall, cut by a narrow and tall window, 60 centimeters wide and identical in height to the room's ceiling, the artist Samuel Ornelas displays his work composed of two large-scale fabrics, which exhibit, on opposite sides of each other, prints derived from hand-printed woodcut matrices. The tall curtains are suspended vertically, almost parallel, like a dark interior corridor that narrows towards the natural light source at its end. The installation shares three main perspectives. The first two, by observing the drawings engraved on both fabrics on the outer part of each mural. And the third, by appreciating and interacting with the tunnel-shaped passage with views of the external landscape. Outside this designed path, the work is framed by the empty white walls and the light ceiling of the room, and is highlighted by lights directed at its printed side, which spread through the fabric and also reflect on the polished concrete floor. Each panel is composed of 80 rectangular pieces of smooth, thin, synthetic fabric, 100% polyester, in petroleum green color. These fragments are juxtaposed in a grid of 16 columns and 5 rows, totaling 10 meters wide by 6 meters high. The first piece, to the left of the entrance door, is the mirrored reproduction of the woodcut matrix that is available for viewing in room 3 of the museum. The composition formed by unique images, printed only in metallic blue offset ink, is presented subtly, due to the low contrast with the background color. Despite this, it is a patchwork of complex drawings that depict abstract forms similar to draped fabrics and other organic elements, such as foliage, shapes of wild animals, and human silhouettes in motion. Traces of the figures in this tangle emerge as the observer moves through the gallery, physically changing their point of view. The variation in proximity to the work reveals new lines, previously hidden by the concentrated incidence of light, and hides graphics that were obvious on the surface. The second textile element reproduces a new print with the same technique, but in a contrasting silver-gray tone, which dominates the edges in uniform color blocks, which still show the texture of the wood grain, and centralizes the primary subject of the depicted scene. The fundamental object is a representation of a reclining human body covered by a long fabric with folds and creases, whose volumes can also be perceived as natural contours of mountainous and valley territories, as well as parts of anatomical structures inspired by wild animals.